Welcome to the Dr. Renee Sunday Show, where it's not too late to shine. We bring you transformative information for small business owners, entrepreneurial insight, wisdom, and secrets to aid you to be seen, be heard, and get paid, to catapult your life to more impact, success, and freedom. Now, please welcome your host, the platform builder herself, Dr. Renee Sunday.
Builder. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Renee Sunday Show. Okay, we want to first of all say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for downloading us over on iTunes, checking us out on YouTube, going to our website, which is reneesunday.com, right? And all of the social media platforms we are here, there, and everywhere. But we want to say thank you. Thank you, first of all, for believing in us. Because belief is an amazing thing. If you believe in a thing, if you have the right mindset, you can actually conquer the world. My mom and dad told me that as a child. But you know what? That is so true. We actually have to believe in a thing, and then it actually will work out. So thank you for believing in us here at the Dr. Renee Sunday Podcast and all the brands that I do, the Sunday Honors, the Sunday Dream Kids, the Sunday Treasures, Sam the Shark, and, of course, the personal things that I do as being in ministry, nonprofit, the Sunday Foundation. Just say thank you. We thank you for that. Thank you for allowing us to spread our wings, if you will. I just love it when a butterfly that can fly by, that's knowing that they're in purpose. But you know what? The reason we do this show is because we want you to be in purpose as well, because I can't truly be in my purpose unless you are. And what we do is we bring awareness, and awareness has to come in order for you to want to make a change, okay? And then we all can make wise decisions. That's what our whole goal here on the Dr. Renee Sunday Podcast is, and my mantra for my life, okay? What are we going to talk about this session? You may be joining us live or even on the archive. It may be morning, evening, afternoon, or wee hours in the morning, okay? We're going to talk about strategies. You know, I love strategies for improving sales. You know, the ching ching, right? Margins, more ching ching, and turnover, more ching ching with podcasting. So that's what we're going to talk about this session. I'm going to give you some secret hacks, if you will. Number one, you know, we always have to start off. My third grade teacher, I love her, love her, love Miss McNair. She always say, always start off with a definition. Because if you don't understand what I'm talking about, we're not going to have a great conversation, okay? Number one, podcasting, in my opinion, is a tool, T-O-O-L, that or a medium where we can share our message with the world. None ever than right now. We need to actually share our opinion, voice our opinion. We need to share what's in our heart, right? Because if you let it bubble, 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 you don't want to pop, right? You don't want to flare off with someone, especially at the wrong time. It's never a good time for that, okay? But this is what we need to do. We need to let you share your message. You can do it through blogging. You can do it through your website. You can do it through social media. But you can do it through podcasting. Because what I do is I help small business owners increase visibility to be seen, be heard, and guess what, get paid via podcasting, publishing, and media exposure. That's what we do. And so that's why we bring this information of how you can actually increase your sales in your business, and especially if you're a podcaster, you can actually get the ching ching on the back end, okay? More information for that is at our website. You know, podcast. ProfitFormula.com. So number one, what strategies, Dr. Sunday, are we going to do to improve our sales, our bottom line, our margin, our turnover, and our business? Well, first of all, you already know, I'm going to just assume this, but I'm going to just point this out, that you already know your mission, you already know your vision, you already know your products, and you already know your services, right? So you go on different other podcasts with the same avatar, the same niche that you in. You see what I'm saying? So if you are doing women empowerment and your age group for women empowerment is 27 to 35 or even 27 to 32, so you look for different podcasts, different media platforms, different magazines that you can share your message with the world. But I have to let people know, a lot of time awareness of your brand is amazing because you can advertise and market all you want. But if you're not, one, speaking to the person, person that's reading it on your landing page, on your website, on your Facebook post, on your ad. If you're not doing that, you're not going to bring the sale in. And then you think that the person you did the media exposure opportunity through, it didn't work out. Well, no, that could be a point, though. But always think about, you know, people never think about it them. But you got to make sure, what is your numbers already to your website? Are you getting at least one person, you know, or hopefully more, to your website? Are you getting engagement already in the products that you have? Or are you testing? Okay? So, see, you need to let the person know that you're advertising with, that this is a new product, this is a new alert. So that may actually change where you are in the magazine. That may even change where you are in the podcast. That may even change where you are, guess what, on the podcast or the television show. You have to be honest with people, and a lot of people don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people try to get on your brand and know they have things on the back end that's not together. Okay, oops, there it is. Right, so I'm assuming you have all this stuff together, but you got to be in the right niche. You know, don't do like I did. I kind of thought that I could speak to everybody. But no, it's a certain tribe that you have. Women business owners, you know, in my case. But yours may be men that's over 60. That may be men under 25, you know, young men.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to know that. And you know that by looking in your back end. Who are you selling to right now? Now, you say, maybe after Sunday, I'm just starting. I haven't even made a sale, okay? Well, what you do is, what are you trying to solve? Now, a lot of times the businesses that we start is because we've been through an experience. We may have been through pain to purpose. We may have been through something that's delightful that you want to make sure don't happen to a certain population. Or you may have been through a joyous time, like enjoying marriage. So you want to teach other people how they can actually keep their marriage exciting. Okay. But you have an experience point in it, or you've been to schooling or something that you actually have gained the information. But the thing about it, you need to know what I'm trying to say is you need to know what you're talking about, okay? Now, it's always good to learn. You know, I'm a forever learner. I mean, I download books, 5 or 6 or 7, sometimes 10 a day, okay? And I'm an avid reader, avid podcast listener, even though I'm a podcast person myself. But the thing about it is you got to be able to get valuable information. Now, a lot of times people don't realize it's valuable information until they go and spend a whole bunch of money somewhere else and they realize that their stuff is need to be put together, okay? Yeah, I've been there. So the strategy number one, well, really more than number one, I already said you got to have your back end ready. But you got to speak to your avatar, who your brand is actually speaking to. Number two, you need to make sure that you know how to express or do a storytelling or talk about your brand. A lot of people know about the brand, but can you talk about your brand? I can talk about my brand. It wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I can let you know that I am the platform builder. And what I do is I help small business owners increase visibility to be seen, be heard, and get paid via podcasting, publishing, and media exposure. I can do that. My whole family, okay? My whole family can tell you. But the thing about it is you need to be able to know whatever your thing is, your slogan. You need to know what you actually do. But you need to also take it a step further and be able to talk about it. So that's two different things. That's two different things. So you actually need to be able to do that. You need to know what products or services you offer. You need to be able to tell your story. Now, of course, you don't have to tell all your business, you know, but you got to be able to tell your story. You got to be able to do that. Because nowadays, especially more than ever before, people buy because they can relate to your story. It may be they've been through it. They may actually feel empathy or compassion. Whatever the case may be, they can relate some level.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when they trust you, and that's when they actually can, you know, purchase your products or services. But some people just purchase because they just want to see what you're doing. Okay, don't worry about that. You know, just keep it going. Don't stop, get it, like I always say. You know, everyone has motives, but you got to make sure you stay focused and what you have to do. If you're just joining in, we're talking about strategies for improving sales margins, turnover with podcasts. That could be in your business, that could be in your career, that could be in your personal brand. That's why I kept it kind of before, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Really, I want you to start your own podcast because you could actually start, you can share your own message on your own platform, okay? You can do it when you want to. You know, I ain't going to say when you not want to because I want you to be dedicated and do it. When you start it, you need to finish the thing, okay? All right. So that's number one, was know your avatar, your niche. Number two, you need to be able to sell your message, share it. You need to be able to say what you do and know your story, okay, and be comfortable in sharing your story. And then the last thing I really want to tell you that's a secret hack, and people can say this all the time, it's millions of them on social media, it's millions of those people, but you need to have a mentor or coach. You got to. You know, Oprah Winfrey said, I think they said, her and Tony Robbins said that you got to have 10 or 12 or 13. Whatever the case may be, you need to have someone. And it's always good to have someone that has been in the path that you're trying to go through. Okay? And I shouldn't say this, but of course it is an investment. We shouldn't expect nothing in this world, especially nowadays, without investment. I don't understand why people, you know, feel that way. I mean, because I am a cheerful giver. I have to invest the thing. And, you know, so many people want something for free, but then they want to go flip it, if you will, or sell it to somebody else for a major price. But that's not the way we're supposed to do things, okay? We want to do things in the spirit of excellence, okay? And that's what we do here at that Dr. Renee Sunday Show and my whole brand, my whole team, okay? My whole family, okay? Me personally, of course, I do it as well. What I really want you to know about this is you do have strategies, but you got to have them written down. You got to have them in your phone if you're technology. You got to know what your plan of action can be. You know, if you're going to share your message and you have a great message, which all of us do, you have to have a strategy of how you're going to do it. You know, I tell people, you start your podcast. It takes 4 weeks to do it if you go through the podcast process formula. If you say that's something I'll get this done in one day, we can do that in six to eight hours, okay, or less, depending on how quick you learn and get it implemented. You know, the thing about it is don't worry about what somebody else is doing. Celebrate them because you don't know how they got that, okay? They kind of researched and sent several emails to get the way they are. You just go out and don't stop get it yourself. You do your thing, okay? I love it. Do your thing. But you got to do it, okay? You got to do it. You know, podcaster, I love it. So all the things I do in media, I love it because I want people to share their message with the world. But the thing about it is make sure you check on your back end. Make sure you have a system of people to sign. Make sure you have a system to be able to chat with people. Make sure you talk to people in the DM. There's several things you actually got to do in this world. And I'm just here to let you know a little bit because you want the ching-ching. You want increase on your bottom line. You want more potential clients. But what are we doing to make it happen, okay? As a podcaster myself, I do other I be on other people's podcasts, you know. As being a media personality, I'm on other people's platform. But you, as a business owner, if that's what you are, you got to be on other people's platform, okay? You got to be able to leverage your brand. Leverage, as my grandma used to say, what you have in your hand, okay? So this is what we wanted to chat with you on this session. We wanted to let you know the things that I had expressed, that you've got to have strategies for improving your sales margin and turnover with podcasting. You've got to get your message out there. You know, if you want to be a guest here on the Dr. Renee Sunday podcast, guess what you got to do? Go to reneesunday.com/store, S-T-O-R-E, and you'll see a tab there that says be on the show, okay? And then also, guess what? You can always DM us. So we got different avenues. And then also, if you said that ain't working, Dr. Sunday, I don't know how to do it, go to our email, hello@getpurposenow.com. Okay? Again, that is hello@getpurposenow.com. If you want to be in our magazine, we do take we always have some scriptures. You know, we always have people submitting articles. We always want people to be on the cover. Those things go to the same email or go to our website, reneesunday.com. Or DM us. And you say, that's what I want to do, the DM. You can do that as well. Okay? The thing that I want to let you know is you have resources, and I'm glad to be a resource for you today, tonight, tomorrow, whatever you are listening to this broadcast. You know, I'm here for you. If you want to be on our radios, I'm in my mind's gone. My TV show, we got that still going, okay? So let us know, okay? And you know you got to get that book out, okay? You know, you've been sitting on it 5-10 years, okay? But the thing I want you to do is get your purpose and get your purpose now, okay? We love you here at the Dr. Renee Sunday podcast, okay? We want to let you know you do have a calling. You do have a reason you were born. I'm included, we got to do three things. We got to believe, we got to trust, and we got to walk that thing out. We got to don't stop. Woo! We got to get it. And what are we getting? We're getting our purpose, and we're getting our purpose now. I am Dr. Renee Sunday, the platform builder, and I endorse this message. It was brought to you by, guess what? Sunday Publishing Company, and also sponsored by Sunday Dream Centers. And go to their website, which is thesundayfoundation.org. We love you, love you, love you. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Renee Sunday podcast. See you later. Bye-bye.